Welcome to Womble Perspectives, where we explore a wide range of topics from the latest legal updates to industry trends to the business of law. Our team of lawyers, professionals, and occasional outside guests will take you through the most pressing issues facing businesses today and provide practical and actionable advice to help you navigate the ever-changing legal landscape. With a focus on innovation, collaboration, and client service, we are committed to delivering exceptional value to our clients and to the communities we serve. And now our latest episode.
The International Trade Commission unveiled its verdict on the very first case under the Interim Initial Determination, or Interim ID program. This ruling not only illuminates the early stages of this program, but also emphasizes the critical need for strategic investment planning to convincingly establish a domestic industry case at the ITC. At the heart of this groundbreaking case were complaints from automotive giants Hyundai and Kia. The crux of the matter centered around the importation of replacement automotive lamps, which they argued infringed upon their design patents. Given Hyundai's position as the principal shareholder in Kia, the investigations were consolidated. For patent infringement allegations under Section 337, proving the existence of a related domestic industry within the U.S. is paramount. This requirement splits into two main pillars: the technical prong, showcasing that the products utilize the patented technology, and the economic prong, demonstrating significant investment in the domestic industry. The spotlight turned to the economic prong under the Interim ID program, where the administrative law judge, ALJ, initially satisfied this criterion with evidence of investments in necessary equipment, labor, and capital. However, this decision faced a turnaround upon review by the Commission, highlighting a key pitfall: the improper consolidation of investments across various patents to reach the required investment sum. The Commission clarified that each patent must stand on its own merits, firmly stating that bulking up domestic industry figures with unrelated patent investments is not permissible. Furthermore, the Commission criticized the broad-brush approach of aggregating investments across subsections A and B, pointing out the error of focusing too broadly on investments rather than their direct relevance to each patented product. This led to the conclusion that the economic aspect of the domestic industry requirement was not met for any of the 21 patents involved. This case serves as a vital lesson in the precision and attention to detail required in preparing for Section 337 investigations. It starkly reminds complainants of the necessity to carefully itemize and justify investments for each patent individually to avoid evidentiary shortcomings. This decision sets a precedent for how the ITC will interpret and enforce the domestic industry requirement in future Section 337 cases, and further delineates the scope and application of its interim ID program.
Thank you for listening to Womble Perspectives. If you want to learn more about the topics discussed in this episode, please visit the show notes where you can find links to related resources mentioned today. The show notes also have more information about our attorneys who provided today's insights, including ways to reach out to them. Don't forget to subscribe via your podcast player of choice so that you never miss an episode. Thank you again for listening.